It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Dream Chipinda, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for answering our question for today.
Good afternoon. How are you?
And how is
everybody?
Everybody's fine. Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today is, what is the purpose of the church and going to church?
Thank you. We begin with the purpose of the church. It is an ark of salvation. That's point number one. Exodus 25, verse 7 says, God, let them build me a sanctuary so that I may dwell with them. So purpose number one, God wants to interact with his people. And the designated place from time immemorial is the church. Hebrews 10:25. Will not forsake the assembling. Are we together, presenter?
No,
listeners.
No. We are not together at all. You made a statement that I'm not quite sure I understand. You're saying since time immemorial, we have never since had church. The church as we have it today is a very new construct. We have never always had church. There has never been a church. Even during Jesus' time, there was not a church. Not quite sure what you're referring to when you're saying since time immemorial. Even Hebrews that you're referring to is not referring to church. It's referring to an assembly, and I can assemble with my children, my family, like Abraham and all the patriarchs assembled with their families and children. So what are you talking about, Pastor? What are you referring to when you're saying since time immemorial?
When I talk about church since time immemorial, I'm referring to the book of Exodus 25.
There was no church in the book of Exodus, Mfunis.
There's no church.
No church there.
Okay, let's go to the terminologies that we use in the Bible, like ecclesia.
Okay. The called out ones. Ecclesia.
The called out one.
Right.
That is the main purpose. The church are those that are called out.
Absolutely.
They are called ecclesia.
Absolutely.
Meaning they have to assemble in one place for the purpose.
Where do you get that part from, Witness? That they have to assemble at one place. Where do you get that part?
Great. That part I get it from the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
Yes.
Verse 25.
Yeah, but that doesn't say that. Let us read for everyone to know what we're talking about. We're reading from the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. It reads, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
I see. There we go. So now, the aspect of assembling at a designated place. If we also read the book of, let's say, I just choose one. Are we together, presenter?
I'm here. I'm listening, Pastor.
Thank you. We go to the book of Acts.
Yeah.
Chapter 9.
Right.
Verse 41.
Chapter 9, verse 41.
Yes, Acts chapter 9, verse 31.
Or 31. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to read or shall I? What is it?
You can read. I like your version.
All right. My version says, then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. It was strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. It grew in numbers, living in the fear of the Lord.
I love that one. So this is the one we can actually get out of many from the New Testament. It is a group of believers If we want to answer, what is the purpose? They gather together. What is the reason for gathering together? To worship and exalt God.
But they
gather.
They did that. They did that as families before. Even Jesus during his time, he did that as him and his disciples and his followers. Surely there were no churches during Jesus' time. There were just assemblies or the ecclesia, the called out ones, and they didn't gather in any designated buildings. The buildings that existed during Jesus' time were synagogues, and Christians and the followers of Jesus were not really allowed to be in those synagogues. So what are we referring to? Are we referring to any place? So are you saying we can be a church at my house as well?
Remember, this point, you know, during the Roman time,
right,
assembling was prohibited, especially for those who were called Christians,
absolutely,
people of the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they were restricted. So as time, freedom of worship grew up,
right,
there were designated places where many believers from house churches,
yes,
to a bigger gathering or a congregation.
Well, those congregations were a function of the Catholic movement by the government of the Roman Empire, which designated those areas, right? And hence they were called the, yes, cathedrals.
Cathedrals, if you want to go to a corporate body. However, if we began with the house church.
Absolutely.
Then when two more families, they gather together because the assembly grew up.
Right, right.
And it's from there where we see majority of the people, families gathering together for the sole purpose of worship,
right,
and exaltation.
Right, right, right.
Can I transition why we go to church?
Yes.
It's where we get instructions in Holy Scriptures.
And we can't do that at home, Pastor?
Come again?
Those instructions, can't we get them at home? I mean, there are people are getting those instructions from the Scriptures, right? Not from necessarily the building. So if the Scriptures are available at home, why should I go to a building?
When you go to Philippians chapter 1, verse 5, it actually encourages us to fellowship.
Right.
And when we are fellowshipping, we are sharing experiences.
Let's read Philippians chapter 1, verse 5, as you've just pointed out, Mfundis. It says, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And that's all we have there in Philippians chapter 1, verse 5.
Yes, now that there's an aspect of having a fully satisfied fellowship. The other one we can read there is 1 John 1, verse 3.
Can we agree that on Philippians, it says nothing there about fellowship?
Can we agree to say it says nothing? When you look at through church members, there's a deeper need for fellowship and full association, you know?
Okay, okay.
We could agree to say that, and yet this one transcends all other relationships.
Okay.
So we could also glean from there that besides just exhortation, there's that aspect of feeling each other's warmth.
Okay, let's move to 1 John. You said 1 John chapter
1, verse 3, 6, and 7.
Verse 3, verse 6, and verse 7. Verse 3 says, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 6 says, if we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin.
Ah, can't we get something from there?
It speaks amply about fellowship. So what's fellowship, Mfundisi?
the fellowship of Christian, you know, Christianity, having one common belief system.
Ah, not necessarily.
We share the benefits of Christ's the cleansing power.
I hear you. So it's not necessarily gathering in a place. Fellowship is having that common relationship with Christ, right?
It could transcend that. You can gather in one place as well as you have a corporate gathering, which is called the church, ecclesia.
Yeah,
the odd one out.
Yeah, remember, the person who's asking this question may not necessarily be referring to the called out ones, but the place. Listen to the question again, Pastor. It says, what is the purpose of the church and going to church? This implies a location, the building, not necessarily the assembly of people. So the question is, why do we have to go to the building? All of these things that are absolutely correct, you're saying, Funes, apply whether we're at home or whether at work. The fellowship and the relationship that is you're talking to us about is absolutely true. But this person's question is about the building. Why do we have to go to the building?
All right, that's a good one. If I may add on whatever I've already said.
Right.
When you go to a building,
right,
a designated place,
right,
where families from different geographical location,
yes,
they assemble in one place.
Yeah.
We are actually following the system that was there before.
Okay.
You look at the synagogue system, where people would gather from one other places to one place.
Okay.
So that when they are there, they can share the fellowship in one place. It's away from having individualistic churches.
Okay.
Which are family churches or family churches. Because how do you share the experience?
Okay.
How do you learn from one another?
All right.
So the issue of having a designated place of worship actually has been there. Let me refer you back. During Israel, there were worship centers at Jerusalem. You remember?
Yes, Mfundisi.
We had Bethel. We had Gilgal. These were worship centers. I also refer you to the house of the temple of Solomon.
Right.
It was a designated place.
Right. But they were not doing what we're doing today, Mfundis. The thing that we're doing today at churches, like having the Sabbath school lesson, like having singing, like preaching, that's not what they were doing in these places. Bethel is a place of a covenant, for example. And the other places are places where people had sacrifices, where one would build an altar and sacrifice to the Lord. And some were mountains where God would say, I will call my beloved one to that mountain, and so forth. Not the same thing that we do today. And this person is asking about what we do today and the buildings we have constructed today. The sanctuary we used to have, we used to do different things in the sanctuaries. Now we're doing something totally different from what there was done in the sanctuaries. Hence the question the person is asking, what is the purpose of the church and going there?
Now, you know, I want to take, now I'm critically analyzing the person who was asking this question
now.
You are appealing to me. Yeah,
right.
I'm getting.
Right.
It could be that he or she has observed that we have drifted away from the ideals.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or what the church is supposed to do.
Okay.
I want to actually reiterate what I said to say. The sole purpose, if people have gone away from the ideal.
Right.
We go to worship God.
Right.
At designated places. We go to fellowship.
Yeah.
We go to get instructions according to the way we should actually exist.
Right.
Co-exist.
Okay.
That is the sole purpose.
Okay.
I am privy to the fact that there could be others who are diverting from the ideals.
Right.
And now, we are saying the whole purpose is for human benefit.
Yeah.
When we meet, we fellowship, we share experience.
Right, right.
We get instructions from the Holy Book.
Okay.
Of which we can do at home.
Yeah.
We celebrate the ordinances, the divine ordinances.
Right, right. Together.
You know, the Holy Communion.
Right, right.
Foot worship.
Yes.
We also prepare to go and proclaim the gospel.
Together. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Together, so that we are acted in tune with the mission of the church.
Right.
Now remember here, when I'm speaking like this, I'm not talking about the world, the corporate church. I'm
yeah.
talking about the local church.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it is where things should happen.
Thank you ever so much.
Remember, the yeah. last one is Matthew 24, verse 14.
Yeah.
And this gospel
shall be preached.
That's
right.
So it is where we get organized.
Yeah.
We tap spiritual gifts according to Romans 12, verse 1. Who is the preacher? Go and preach. Who yeah. is the teacher? Teach.
Yeah.
Who is the gift of healing? Go and heal.
Ah.
Who has the gift of yeah. prophecy? Go and prophesy.
Yebo, yebo.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mfundis. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time, Mfundis. I wish we would have had more time. And so there's a question here. What does Pastor think Jesus would do with today's church? Oh, can you just give
I
us...
I love what Jesus would do.
Yeah.
I have two perspectives. One,
yeah.
Jesus is the husband. When you read Ephesians 4.
Right, right.
And the church is the bride. The bride must be well vested for God or Jesus' second coming.
Two, right.
The church must preach.
Okay.
That's what Jesus would be looking for now.
Yeah. Okay.
And right. you and me.
All right. For this, let's leave it there. Our time is completely up.
Oh,
thank you very much
oh
for your time.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you very much, for this.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism. AWR.
Stand up and say, actually, I want to abstain. You've got to be very comfortable in your own skin, and you've got to be very confident to be able to do that. And I think that sometimes we need a few very quick responses to quieten the noise of
yes.
the bullies. Well, at least I won't get HIV and have to deal
Ooh.
With that. Or I want to enjoy being pregnant and have a baby when I am ready and responsible.
Yes. This and more on Glorious Morning. Only on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It's not just music, it's your way of life. How you live, live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.